Hello, everybody. Hello. It's October 31st. It's a Thursday, 2024. Happy Halloween. So here's my Halloween costume. I'm going to dress up like a stupid, gutless little piece of shit. All right? Here we go. Don't forget, whoever remembered this before 2020? Never existed before. Oh, it existed over there in China, the polluted joint where the people used to wear these things because of all the pollution. Hey, but now it's okay. Every day is Halloween. You see it all over the place. Oh, and remember, trick or treat, we'll steal your money and we'll cheat. Oh, don't believe me? Oh, this is what it says. These masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. You got it? Infection. Brought to you by Dictasters. Happy Halloween. The whole world changed, man. The whole world changed since then, since the COVID war began. And economically, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all the data is there. And we report it in your Trends Journal. So don't forget to subscribe to the Trends Journal because there's no magazine like it anywhere, anyplace, anyhow. If you could show us, let us know. And look at the comments of the people that subscribe to the magazine. They're so heartwarming. Not one negative one and positive beyond anything else. So on to the markets. What happened today? Well, the Dow was down. How much? 378. S&P. Yeah, shouldn't piss because, hey, three companies own all of it. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, fuck you. Hey, it was only down 1.86%. And NASDAQ was down 2.76%. Oil, still selling at only $73 a barrel for Brent crude. Again, you got to read this week's economic update. The media.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's prostitute horseshit. They're saying oil prices are down because the Middle East conflict hasn't ramped up because of Israel's attack on Iran over the weekend. Total bullshit. All the facts are there. The economy around the world is going down. It's much weaker than anticipated. Yeah, there's little growth here and there, but you look at China, you look at all the data, and again, we bring it back from April of this year when Brent crude was like, what, 87 or something a barrel, and showed the decline in the Y. Had nothing, zero, to do with the Middle East war. But listen to the prostitutes. And don't forget to whack off while you're doing it, because that's all they are, a bunch of jerk-offs for their government whoremasters and their corporate pimps. What else we got? Bitcoin. Bitcoin was down today, almost 3%, but it's still hanging around there at almost the 70,000 per coin mark, and we're still bullish on it. Again, the data's right there. And gold took a big hit today. Gold down over 40 bucks. But what's it selling at? Around $2,747 an ounce or $44 an ounce. Up over $700 an ounce since we made our trend forecast for 2024 that this would be a golden year for gold. And as you well know on these podcasts and in your Trends Journal magazine, we said there hasn't been a big decline since this thing's been ramping up real fast. There has to be a fall off. And even if it comes down 200 bucks, it's still up, what, 500 bucks since the beginning of the year. So we remain very bullish on gold. September home sales improved. Yep. So we mentioned this because when they started raising interest rates, nearly everyone said home sales prices would go down. Your Trends Journal said, no, it ain't. They're going to stay high and they're going to keep moving higher. And it's all the reasons why are in your Trends Journal. And again, great articles in there by Greg Mannarino about the markets. Technocracy, Joe Duran. Nobody comes close to this guy. You could get his books on Amazon. Hey, look at the size of this thing. This is just one of them. You got a bunch of them out there. So we're giving you everything that nobody else is with the facts. Canadian GDP turns negative. Business growth turns negative. And it's driven solely by public administration. Canada's economy is close to contraction with public sector growth, the last pillar holding it up. Public sector growth. Scumbag politicians that create jobs for the bureaucrats, little suck-up boys and girls who can't get a job in the real world. More public administration. By the way, that's what I got my master's degree in. Public administration, 1970. Yep. West Virginia University, WVU. More jobs in the public sector so they could have more control over us and steal more of our money. Hey, you see over there in the UK, or is it the FUCK? Oh, yeah, they're going to raise the taxes on the plantation workers of Slavelandia. That COVID has destroyed the global economy in a ways that are incalculable. But we'll ignore that. Let's see. The bank also points out that private business growth is contracting. Public sector growth was 0.2%, the second largest sector in the last month's real GDP. The eighth consecutive month of continued growth. More government jobs from you got your little guy Trudeau up here. I'm a little daddy's boy with a bad attitude and no fucking balls. Arrogant, 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 arrogant little prick. Lock down everybody. Hey, how about what he did to the truckers, huh? Yeah, fuck the truck. Yep. Passes emergency law. Hey, don't you know who I am? I'm a leader. Oh, cover your magazine this week. Follow your leaders. Yep. And you follow them into hell. And that's where they've taken us. So going on. Now, the Eurozone economic growth beats forecast. That's the big number over here, the big in the Wall Street Journal. And then you look at the chart where growth used to be and where it is. It's hardly anything. It's a little bit of nothing. You got it? Millions of drivers with loans are now going underwater. Oh, this is from the Wall Street Journal, too. Yep. What do we got here? Roughly a third of people who finance their vehicles have negative equity on their auto loans, and they're defaulting on them too. But everything is fine. Everything is fine. Here, this is more Wall Street Journal.
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
And by the way, subscribe to this channel because we're getting blacklisted. You know, blacklisted, whatever they want to call it, you know, they're. People aren't getting the things anymore that, you know, that to subscribe. But here's the article. Bosses order workers back to offices in boom to landlords. Then you read the article after they pipe up the bullshit. Let's see. One-third of all companies required workers to be in offices 5 days a week in the third quarter. That's up from 31% since the start of the year. Too lousy percent. Only a third are demanding that people go back to work. Let's see. Defaults and other missed payments continue to rise. September, the delinquency rate on office loans converted into securities increased to 8.36%, the highest rate since November 2013. That's right at the end of the Great Recession. And furthermore, you ready? Leases for about 40% of office space tenanted at the beginning of the pandemic. They called it a pandemic on March 11th, I think it was March 11th, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. 40% of the office space, so the loans are coming due now. There's going to be a banking bust as the office buildings go bust that no one else is talking about, other than the Trends Journal, and this is going to crash the markets. The markets are overvalued already. You know, the Magnificent 10 are driving everything up, and it's over-speculated. Yep. And what else we got here? South Africa cuts growth target. Clean, and the inflation rate today came in at 2.1%, but that's more.
That was bullshit.
You go to shadow stats, it's double that. And again, they're rigging the numbers. Again, the prices of a home have gone up, what, some 50% since the COVID war began? Price of an automobile, insurance, credit cards, all of these interest rates gone way up, costing way, way more. But when it doesn't go up a little bit, then inflation's going down. It still costs more to live. So, on to the geopolitical front. This was one of my T-shirts that we did back in 1992, when a little arrogant piece of stupid shit ran for president against Bush Sr., Ross Perot. Here he is. Beware of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton. He had a guy that every time he got caught with his pants down, his bombs away over Baghdad. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only gave me a blowjob. Bill Clinton criticized for saying Israel forced to kill Gaza civilians. This just came out on Al Jazeera. Former United States President Bill Clinton said Israel has been forced to kill civilians in Gaza, and that Israel was the first, was the Holy Land first before Palestinians, and basically the Palestinians don't believe that, but shouldn't be there. Speaking at a rally in Michigan, he said, Hamas makes sure that they're shielded. They'll force you to kill civilians if you want to defend yourself. Yep. I got news for Hamas. He said, Israel was the Holy Land. We're there first before their faith existed, he said. We're there first? Who the fuck are you? You were over there. And I got to believe in your fucking fairy tale that you call a Bible? Oh, wait a minute. I know. God said to, Moses or Abraham or whoever you want to make up. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God came to me. You know what he said? He said, hey, that Bill Clinton's a little piece of shit. That prick took us into the, killed all those people in Iraq, over 500,000 children under the age of five. And his UN ambassador to the United Nations, Madeline, not all that bright, said the price was worth it. Oh, yeah, you could Google it up on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. That Clinton, the Clinton that destroyed Yugoslavia, bombs away over Serbia. Yeah. Yeah. This is your Trends Journal. Back in 2006, Crusades 2000. While the seeds of Crusades 2000 had been planted in the full view of the world, and all those watching could have anticipated the eventual harvest, the memories of what had happened and what would occur have long been fogged by rigid ideology, fanatical religiosity, patriotic fervor, government propaganda, and ulterior motives. You ready? Regardless of what England's reasons or intentions were, self-serving otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. Quote, His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment Get this in your head, fuckface. In Palestine, for a national home for the Jewish people. Hey, wait a minute. Palestinians live there. Hey, so according to you, we should give America back to the Indians, right? And all those European countries that conquered all these other places, you got to give back to everybody that was there before you. And I got to believe in your Bible bullshit? Not telling you to believe in mine. Shove yours up your ass. Don't believe in it. Don't tell me what to believe in. I won't tell you what to believe in. His Majesty's government views with favor and will use our best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this objective. That's Bill Clinton. Yep. Holy Land first. I got news for Hamas. We're there first before their faith existed. And forget what they did in 1948 after the United Nations invented this place in 1947, November 29th. Were there like 60-something UN nations that invented this place? And he got the balls. And what they did in 48, the Nakba, they throw all these Palestinians out of their home. And they keep stealing land. Violation, Clinton. In violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations, and you're shoving this shit out? Hey, that's really going to help you, Harris. She may lose Michigan now, and she needs that swing state. Israel settlers see sanctions relief if Trump wins U.S. election. This is from Middle East Monitor. Israeli settlers, land stealers, what the fucking language they use. Settlers. Go fuck off. Oh, by the way, I'm getting hate mail. They're canceling. I'm canceling your magazine because I'm Jewish and I support Israel. Hey, I'm Italian. I support Mussolini. How about that? No. I'm German. I support Hitler. Grow the fuck up. You support genocide. Yep, go to Jewish Voices for Peace. Talk to them. Totally opposed to what you're saying. Israeli settlers are watching the U.S. presidential election closely. The leaders of the communities express confidence that if Donald Trump wins, he will lift what they see as illegitimate sanctions imposed on some of them for attacks on Palestinians, Reuters reported. Gaza aid at its lowest level yet. Only 704 truckloads have entered Gaza between October 1st and October 22nd, starving the people to death in front of everybody's eyes. And look what they've done to Gaza. This is in the toilet paper record. Look what it used to look like, and look what it looks like now. Destroyed. Totally distracted. Hamas is living in every mosque, in every house, in every hospital, in every school, in every church. Look at it. Bombing it to ruins. Where is the outrage? I'm outraged. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I put my money in my heart where my mouth is. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. And do what you can to support us because we need money to make it happen. Can't run for office without it. Can't do anything without dough. You got it? And I thank all the people that have been so generous to help make this happen. Again, if the billionaires gave $1 billion apiece, we'd have it tomorrow. But the billionaires only put their billions into bombs, not a penny for peace. At least 6 healthcare workers have been killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. That's yesterday. They reported this today. Enemy aircraft launched 4 strikes in the village of Doris and the surrounding of the city of Balak or Baalbek. Biden administration overwhelmed with reports of Israel using weapons to kill civilians, but has not taken any action. The U.S. received nearly 500 reports of civilians being harmed and killed. Oh, who wrote this? This must come from the Arab News. Oh, no, Washington Post. Yep. They reported this yesterday. Yeah, Israel begins destruction of Baalbek following mass evacuation. Bombs away over Lebanon. This is a country, again, the size of Connecticut, with only about 5.5 million people. They don't have the military to defend themselves. Hezbollah's doing it. They don't have the planes, the jets, the tanks, the ballistic missiles, the intelligence sources that Israel has. Israel is nothing more than a bully. Again, little Gaza, wiping out the little people over there. As I said, if they go against Iran, it's over. 7 million Jewish people living in Israel against 91 million Iranians. Israel is only the bully, bullying the little guys. And the United States, the United States is going to get involved. Again, the United States has not won a war since World War II, and they wouldn't have won it without the help of the Russians. But we can't talk about that. Yeah, this is propaganda. You ready? Wall Street Journal. War propels Houthis into global terrorists. Gaza conflict follows Iran-backed Yemeni militants to broaden regional alliance. They're terrorists. The terrorists? You mean the people that fought against the invasion from Saudi Arabia, supported by the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Barack Obama, and our Secretary of State, who was the Undersecretary of State at the time, Antony Blinken, going over to Saudi Arabia and giving them, quote, intelligence, how to slaughter all these people over there? And the United States refueling the jets as they're bombing Yemen? And they're terrorists. Anybody that fights against the invader, when the invaders are Americans or their allies, are terrorists and militants. So, US, UK conduct new airstrikes on Yemen. And this is out from ISNA, the Iranian news agency. Yep. And what they call it, they say here, these attacks are carried out with the aim of putting pressure on the Yemeni army in order to stop the naval blockade imposed on the Zionist regime. And that's exactly what it is. It's not a Jewish state. It's a Zionist regime. And again, look up the invention of Zionism by Theodor Herzl in 1890. You know, God gave us this land story. And again, you go to Jewish Voices of Peace and look at all the Jewish people against this, as are every one of my Jewish friends, every one of them. They're just like I'm an American and I'm against the Americans' murderous wars. And again, I launched Occupy Peace. What else we got here? Russia flexes nuclear might in exercises with missiles. Australia to spend $12 billion on missile making. That's great. As your country's going to shit economically, keep spending more money on missiles. Again, that's it. Billionaires, billions for bombs, not a penny to occupy peace. And then finally, Vatican panel issues first report on sexual abuse to immediate criticism. 10 years after it was established, the Vatican Commission on Clerical Sexual Abuse issued their first report on Tuesday, a limited step in self-accounting by some bishops that was immediately criticized by victims' advocates as toothless and lacking independent verification. Yep. The Catholic priest fucking all these little boys up the ass. And again, has nothing to do with Christ. This church has nothing to do, as I see it. Again, you got the Pope of Dope saying to the Catholic people, vote for lesser evils. You must vote. What Christ believes in lesser of two evils? How about the better of two goods? And again, the Catholic, my ears still ring from Sister Marie Rosaire beating me up in the fifth grade, perforating my middle ear and breaking my eardrum, and left me back. So I became the stupidest kid in the school. This is the gays took over the Catholic Church, and I'm nothing against gays. You know why they took it over? Who has better costumes than the Catholic Church? And Kyrie eleison. Well, those little altar boys kneeling in front of you. Yeah. Oh, you're anti-abortion, but you can screw all the little boys, but they don't become pregnant, so you don't have to worry about that. This isn't my Catholic Church. They're not saying a word, not a word, not a word against the slaughter going on. Not a word. Oh, I'm driving around. I see the First Baptist Church. Hey, where are the First Baptist and the Second Baptist and the Third Baptist coming out for peace? The Quakers all died in an earthquake. Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth day. All these religions, you're full of shit. You're full of shit. Yep, that's the Bible. All you people that believe in it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. Hellish are the warmonger politicians, for they are children of Satan. Salenti 10:24. Thanks for tuning in. Do everything you can for peace. Like, people are doing anything you can in any way you can. And donate, please, to Occupy Peace. And don't forget to see the great interview I did with Judge Napolitano yesterday with Salenti and the judge. Thanks for tuning in. And again, where is it over here? Happy Halloween.